Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition Mission of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, the Sunday of the Paralytic.
This morning's Gospel reading on the Sunday of the Paralytic, St. John Chrysostom tells us, is a story of great perseverance. It's a story of great perseverance, and it's a story about God's love for us. So there are two things I'm going to talk about today, and there are two things that we can take away from this morning. There are a lot of things we can take away from this morning's Gospel reading, but today I'm going to highlight two of them. And the first one is the spiritual benefit to be reaped from perseverance. And the second one is that we are never, ever, ever, even in our darkest hour, alone. We have to persevere, confident in the knowledge that no matter how deep our suffering is, Jesus Christ, God incarnate, is right beside us, suffering just as deeply. Those are our two main points for today. So the Gospel tells us that this man had been sitting at the pools, not for a year, not for 5 years, not for 20 years. Now, I'm 41 years old. And he had been sitting at the pool for 38 years, for pretty much my whole life, waiting for the time when he might be healed by the disturbing of the water. See, I learned something about this water. This was the water that was used to ritually wash the sacrificial animals of the temple in Jerusalem. So the Jews believed that this water carried some of the grace, some of the redemption, some of the reconciliation between humanity and God that was accomplished in the temple. So the sick would gather around these five pools. And one time a year, God would send an angel down, and the angel would touch the water, and the water would be disrupted. The water would ripple. And at the rippling of the water, the first one to make it down and get contact with that water would be healed of whatever infirmity he or she had. And this poor guy, he's sitting around there for 38 years. And year after year after year, he gets bested. Year after year after year, on the race to touch the water, somebody beats him. How easy would it have been to be like, this is for the birds. I'm never going to be healed. God is never going to touch my life in this way. I should just give up. Would have been easier, right? And St. John Chrysostom poses the question. He says, how many of us can pray for 10 days when we want healing from the Lord before we give up? How many of us can persevere for 10 days waiting on the Lord? Very few of us. And here's this man who persevered for 38 years waiting on the Lord. St. John Chrysostom goes on to say, we'll wait on each other forever for a benefit far less rewarding than what God can give us. Right? Wait on that business deal. Wait on, you know, this person to come through with that. The empty promises of the world have us captivated for a lifetime. And yet St. John Chrysostom says we can't even persevere for 10 days with the Lord. And here's a man who persevered for 38 years. And after his 38 years of perseverance, he received the wholeness of the Lord. He received the healing of the Lord. After 38 years, he was told, pick up your pallet and walk. And he picked up his pallet and he walked. One of the first messages we take from this morning's gospel is that spiritual progress is hard won. It's hard won. You know, every time we do a habitual behavior, there's a little path of electricity that runs through our brain. And the more times we do that, the easier it is for our brain to make that pattern again. That pattern of thinking that leads to that certain kind of behavior. The more times we do it, the easier it is for our brain to get us to do it again. And it happens in our bodies too. It's called muscle memory, right? We're like trying to teach a little person how to tie their shoe, like a 5-year-old. It's like impossible. And yet most of us do it with our eyes closed. It's called muscle memory, right? We build habits. A lot of those habits are just straight up biological. Our body builds habits without us even consciously participating in the building of those habits. Right? So in order for us to change, in order for us to open ourselves to God's grace, in order for our faith to overtake our skepticism, that's not like something we like go to our room and like say the Lord's Prayer and then tomorrow morning all of a sudden, hey, I'm like a whole new person. God's grace can work miraculously overnight. But there is also a need for us to persevere in prayer, to persevere in fasting, to persevere in love, to persevere in good works, to persevere in the divine liturgy, to persevere with the Bible. We give up on these things way too easily, way too easily, and we never reap the benefit of inviting God into our lives on a daily basis through the traditional practices of the church. We have no idea what kind of light, what kind of joy, what kind of spiritual enlightenment we find when we persevere in our spiritual lives. So that's message number one, because that's what this guy did. He persevered for 38 years. The wisdom of the world would have told him, forget it, you're never going to get it. But he got it, and he got it because he persevered. Why did it take him so long to get down to that pool? Why did it take him so long? Well, he gives us the answer. Jesus comes up to him. He says, don't you want to be healed? And he says, I do want to be healed, but I have no one to take me down to the pool. Isn't that often how we feel in our lives? I have no one to carry this burden with me. I have no one to share in this work. Nobody gets what I'm going through. And sometimes that's with like our daily routine, but oftentimes that's with the acute and very deep pain of our lives, right? Like when we lose a loved one. No one knows what it is for Anthony Jr. to lose Anthony Sr., but Anthony Jr., right? When we suffer, it is so natural for us to feel completely and totally alone. But when the man at the pool says to Jesus, I have no one to carry me, when he says to Jesus, I'm totally alone, Jesus says, pick up your pallet and walk. And he gives him what does he say? He says, you are not alone. I am with you. You don't need to go down to the pool. I'm right here with you already. Now, St. Ambrose talks about this gospel, about how the angel going down and touching the water is a foreshadowing of the Holy Spirit coming down and sanctifying the waters of our baptism. So for those of us who are Christians, the angel has already touched the pool that we're waiting by. The Holy Spirit has already taken up residence within us. God is right here with us. When you walk out the door, He's going to be with you. When you get home and take your nap after church, He's going to be with you. When you get up and go to work tomorrow and you're miserable at your desk, He's going to be with you there too. God is always with us. That's why He got crucified, by the way. That's what He wanted to show us. That no matter how bad it gets for you, He's going to let it get that bad for Him. Because He's always going to be with us. Now, with a partner like that, can't we all persevere in prayer, persevere in the Bible, persevere in the liturgy, persevere in good works? Yes, we can. Like Bob the Builder, right? God bless each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.